Zunächst muss es im Koten Aleph, Gzeire Shema Yobaya Yideze Lohochim Bishabis, that is why Chazal Asad, Kol Gufoi, Vuadin Loim Gufoi, Derubai Kekuloi. Levat, even though he's doing every Aver separately, Mechoskin im Reiches Kederich Achitza Kol Aguf Biyach, and then Sicharosa. Fine. Let us see Sitkotan. Hey, Behem Haino Bachamim Shohma Me'erev Shabbos, but this is permissible. Eivorim. His face, his hands, his feet. Avo Bachamim Shohmu B'Shabbos, also Afilu Yodov Levad. But if it got heated in Shabbos, so you're not allowed to wash any Eivor. Afilu one Eivor, that's also Wasa. Oishar Eivorim. A woman who starts counting the Shivanikiyim b'Shabbos v'Yontif, muteres lichayis b'mkaymes ha'metanofim, so before she starts the Nikiyim, she washes herself, b'chamim shehuchma merev Shabbos v'Yontif, because she's not washing roiv gufoy, she's only washing certain chalokim of her guf, which is mutter. Rak shetizoy lichayis b'yodayim, she should wash with her hands, loy b'beged. Now what's a shmatis? G'day shloy tovoy lidei shchite, she shouldn't squeeze out the shmata. V'yeish noshem noigoy shen loivsheis levonim b'shabbos v'yontif. Other women, because of the chishoshes that they might come, they have to wash themselves, and they might come the dechilu Shabbos, so they have a meaning, they don't start counting the shiva nikiyim lev Shabbos. B'mokim shen minig yedua yesh lahatov, there's no minig yedua if it's zichya muta, because there's no shayla la'alochir. She can wash herself since it's only mitzvah skufa. We'll talk about that soon. But one is not permitted to wash themselves. Water that was heated by a fire. Lefichach, therefore, b'mokim shenoyagim lahochem hamikveh, if there's a mokim that the minig is, they heat up the mikveh, tzorech lizoyr shloyiye rak poishen, that you have to make sure that the mikveh should only be lukewarm. Lukewarm means body temperature, that one should not derive benefit from the heat of the water. So that is, of course, I'll guess we have an Isra heat says, the imloikain, also lit oil boy. Chaye yodam. Va'ayin b'kolben l'shano perik b'meh madlikin simin chov peis. Now, there's a kolben l'shano. The kolben l'shano says, in a few words, as follows. He says, Chazal asad richitze b'chamim, kol gufoy or roiv gufoy, that's also. But Kvile is not Bechlau Rechitze. Kvile is not Bechlau Rechitze, and I explained this in Mariches in the Tshuva. We don't have the Tshuva. There's a Tshuva Snoy Debiuda that says he saw this Korban Asano, he would have liked to see the Tshuva. He doesn't know what the Makairis of the Korban Asano are. But this is a Korban Asano, the Snoy Debiuda. This is Negeya 2 in Yonim. It's Negeya Tvila of Noshim Leil Shabbos, we have here this Shaila, which is very Negeya, and then it's Negeya, people who are table themselves in Shabbos. The Neidibiyude writes that the women who table themselves Leil Shabbos, the heat of the water was more than Poishrin, and he was Malim Ayin. He ignored it, not he gave a haskama to it, but he did not make an asik out of it, and that was mistome al koponim. We have it hayodam asel, and he had some svaris that said it could be mutter by tvila, but the tvila's noshim balayla, he has such a husband. So, man in the morning, so you have here the Kolben Nesano, the Hasidim Aseimach and the Kolben Nesano. Those who are not Hasidim, in Oseis Rabbeinu, they bring down that the Steitler did not go. He once went to a mikveh Shabbos, and it was too warm for him. He put his foot in, and he got out. And finished. The disciple and Abraham Knievsky, the Litvisha was Icha Machmer. Chassidim were Makel with this Kolben Nesano. This is Lemaise, what Snegeya will talk about later about Tvila Bechlal in Shabbos. We'll talk about this. Now, let us skip to see, let us just skip to Sifot. Also, litain al gabe bitnoi kli sheyesh boi mayim chamim. One should not put on his stomach a kli sheyesh boi mayim chamim. That means, now this is speaking about an open keli, which there is a possibility that the mic's still over. And we are chayish that so it's Yisroiches Pishabbos. It's Yisroiches Pishabbos. So this is also liten al gabe bitnei kli sheyesh by mayim chamim vafilu b'choil. Now he says, that's in Shabbos you're not allowed to, because it might spill over, and you might come into the Chitze b'Shabbos. B'chos came, the Vafilu B'choil, and during the week it's also not a good idea to put a kli that has hot water in it, because this is a scary affair. Sometimes the water is very hot. You can burn yourself. So it's not a good idea at all during the week. But if one will warm up a beged and put it on his stomach, we'll see, even he's doing this, he has a stomach ache or something else, this is permissible. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu b'chol, v'chos kein da'osa b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a keli with hot water in it, shema yishofchu olov, v'nimso kereichetz b'Shabbos, yisreichetz b'Shabbos. And here we're speaking about it's Poshim, and we're afraid he might be Reichens to Shabbos. Came close to Rashi Bahram. So we're afraid it might spill over. Ulefize. So if the sole problem is to put a keli with chamim, because it might spill over, seim achamim bechli sogul shekoyrim varm flash, but if you have a hot water bag, and the hot water bag is made sophisticated, that you put hot water in it, and you close it, and nothing is going to spill out. Sorry. Zoals koning van de Mechaber, en dit is de Shikas Rashi in de Ran, the soul Iser is, the soul Iser is, you might come to, it might spill over. So if you have a hot water bag and it won't spill over, this is mutter. Avol leperish ha-Tosfos. Tosfos learns there's another reason for not putting a keli with hot water, not because it might spill over. Mishum deminker shohu lirfueh. One, it looks like you're doing it lerefueh, and lerefueh is also in Shabbos, so this is also also. Ugzeire mishum shrikas samemonim. So you're not allowed to put a hot water bag because als gzeir mishum shrikas samemonim. So gamazel also. So if the iser is because it's nikel lerefueh, that's the iser, not because it might spill over. So a hot water bag will not help the situation because it's nikel lerefueh. I will come back to this. Ulitzayrech godol yesh lahokel. So now the Mishnah Berurah comes as follows. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we have here a machlokes. Why are you not permitted to put a? Why are you not permitted to put a kais with hot water on your stomach in Shabbos? Rashi and the Ran learn this is a might spill over, and then that's a gzera of rechitza b'Shabbos. And Tosfos learns, no, it's a different reason, not because a might spill over, it's nira kirefuah. So he says, anafka mino bi, if you have a hot water bag, it won't spill over, but it's nira kirefuah. So it passed away. So according to Tosfos, it's also according to Rashi and Ran will be mutter. So he paskins, no, what if Tzair Godol has a very bad stomach ache, and so it could be samer on Rashi and Ran, but the issue is not also the food, the issue is also might spill over, so then it is mutter. Now, in this show, he brings down that perhaps the halacha changed Bismaneinu. Bismaneinu, it seems that people used to use hot water bags, some say to keep warm. They used to, the room was cold, and then they had a hot water bag and they warmed themselves up. So this was, it seems this was in many places a common practice. The minute this became a common practice, so then we lost the nira kerefuah. That means nira kerefuah is only awesome when only a chayli does this. So it spells and flashing lights. I'm doing this lerefuah, which is awesome. But if b'riyim also do this, they do it for a different reason. So then I can do it lerefuah. That means well, they have in Bezer Hashem and Simin Shin Chav Ches, like you're not allowed to take food or medication that is. That's also. Let's say I hate tea. I never drink tea. But when I have a sore throat or this, I take some tea and I have a cold and it helps me. So I'm taking it, you also should taste it, zelila for it. But it's mutter because it's a machol b'riyim. People drink tea. So memele, so then if b'riyim do it, so then the issa of refuah falls off. So therefore they say, since b'riyim use hot water bags, so memele, it is mutter. I feel according to Tosfos. And now he brings down about a heating pad. So Rav Moshe also says the same thing. It's not nira kerefuah because some people use heating pads to warm themselves up. So memele, it's not nira kerefuah. But Rav Moshe says there is a double problem. He says you have a wire that's plugged in and it might be plugged out, so you have to like tape it to the socket and it shouldn't, you shouldn't take it out. Number one, and if there is something on the heating pad that adjusts the temperature, so you have to put a tape there also, so one shouldn't come to change the temperature. And then he says, this is mutter. This is mutter. Fine. So this is the din of... This is the din of a hot water bottle, hot water, or a heating pad, that is manena, that they say that it is used for briyim also to warm themselves up. So the issa of refuah is not applicable.
Yeah, a heating pad that plugs in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need a long wire.
Just what? How does that? I move it around.
It's no problem. It's not looks. It's a clear. A multi blaster. At least it's a group for you.
Hey, move the radio. Fuck. What's the project?
So you could. It's a clear simulacra, Lisa. Let's say the kufay. Let's say the kufay is an outro. You're doing it. Let's say the kufay. You want to see the time. You're allowed to do it. It's the same thing. It's a clear simulacra, the kufay. Let's say, well, a fan. Now, how much is it you would buy a fan? You're allowed to, because it's if you're doing it, let's say, kufay, let's say, it's mekaymai. And if not, you're allowed to. Siv Zayin. Haloiches, we're just skipping around because we're trying to make up what we missed during the week. Haloiches bin Ohol. Now, a person is washing himself in the river. He was talking about a cold river. So there's no shaila of what we learned till now about Yerichitza is also Loim Gufoy. This is a cold river. So Loichitz Bino, we'll see in the Mishabura and Tosanta Lachis, but let's first learn what the Mechaber is speaking about. Aloichitz Bino, a person is washing himself in Ano, Tzorech sheyenagev gufoy yofe. So now there is a problem. Sif zayin. Shin chabov sif zayin. So he's washing himself in the north. It's a very hot day. He's washing some gevaldik. So now there's a problem of carrying. That means his body is saturated with water. And when he's going to go out of the Nohol, he's going to go on the banks of the Nohol, and he's wet, so he's carrying the water. His body is saturated with water. His soze she nagev gufo yofe, he should dry himself properly. Sha'oila mina mehano, we'll see as soon as he comes out of the river. Don't start walking a little bit. That means you have to put your towel right next to the edge of the river. You shouldn't walk 2 amas to the towel, because then you'll be walking, you might walk with the water on you. So in order to assure you won't be walking with it, so as soon as you get out of the Nohol, there should be a towel there. You should wipe yourself then and there. We'll see later, Mr. Moore, a fellow in the Nohol, there's also a Shaila. And you're carrying the water. A person who goes out from washing himself in the river, in the lake, yesh ribui mayim al gufoy, there's a lot of water on him. So we consider he is carrying the water. Avol ha'holech b'rishus harabim. What if a person is walking in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, not in the Carmelis, in the Rishus HaRabim, umoto soichef al roishe, and he's drenched, he's pouring on him, he's walking in the Rishus HaRabim, al roishe v'alavushe, lai hikpida boy, this is moto. So we're differentiating between a river and rain. We don't know what the reason is, but that's what the Mechaber says. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Haloichitz b'noach. Kosvu ha-poiskim. Now, this is a very important halachit. Dinoagu shloi lichitz klar b'nar oi b'mikveh. The Aminig originated in the later generations not to wash oneself in a river or in a mikveh, the motzei lovi lidei shechita seyo, because you can come to squeezing out the hair. We will be speaking about this soon. Vo'oid kama taimen ayin b'mogin amro. So there's a meaning not to be righteous oneself. Uleinyin tvile. Now, if we're talking about shechita, so what's with tvile? Ayin lekamei. V'yoda v'raglov mutalichay spenog shemenagim kainim shelis abamais. Al kotonim, let us just elaborate for 2 minutes on this halacha. There is a meaning which originated in the later days. That means like this. We have to know. Me'ikar hadin, one is permitted to be reiches benor, but there's halachas you have to follow. You can't be seichet your hair, you can't squeeze out the hair, that's shechita. You can't walk in the nor, or out of the nor, we'll see soon, for amis. Well, as long as you follow the Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem. But the Aminig originated that they were knowing not to be reichets in Shabbos Beno. Why? Because there's too many halachas that one can be nichshul in. One can be nichshul in shechita. One can be nichshul in the carry dalad amis. So mamele, there is a minig not to be reichets in Shabbos, not in a nor and not in a mikveh. That means in the mikveh, even though it's in a private house already, so the carrying problem perhaps is not applicable. But since the shechita is shayach, and if this one is going to be reichetz in a mikveh, and this one's going to be reichetz in a nor, what's the chilek? So there was a common minig not to be reichetz, period, in Shabbos, to go into a body of water. Now let us just speak for 1 minute, the modern shayla, to be reichetz in a shower, to take a shower. So there's this go into this minig. There's a minig Yisrael not to be reichetz b'Shabbos. Is the minig only to go into a body of water, or is the minig also to take a shower? So it's a time of shechita. If that reason, that applies a filu by a shower also. So now I just like to mention as follows. The Chazon Ish asked, the Chazon Ish asked a shower. That's sad. He says it's also the Menchas Yitzchak also asked. Fine. Sav Moshe and the Tshuva. Now we're talking about a cold shower. We'll talk about wench in 1 minute. So to warm it up a little bit in Yom Tov, but let's talk about a pure cold shower. So Rav Moshe also says as follows. Rav Moshe says, L'chatchila, one should be machma not to take a shower. Fine. He agrees with these poskim l'chatchila. If a person it's 2 days Yom Tov and then Shabbos and it's 90 degrees and his air conditioner broke down. The kids are, he tainis, me'ikar adin, one can be mekel if he's mitzayah to take a cold shower. That's atkan l'shaynei. So this is v'hever machmirim chazenishti min chesitzrok and b'mokim tzar Rav Moshe is mekel. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. That is speaking about a complete cold shower. And then again, you have to be nice. We'll talk about later about the shechita of the seyo. Fine. Now, let us just speak about 1 minute to speak about in Yom Tov to take a shower. It says Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's talk about Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, hot water, one is position Mekilim to put on hot water on Yom Tov. Now, let us just go off on the tangent a minute. The reason one is not permitted to put on hot water on Shabbos is because when I put on the hot water and the sink, the only way the hot water comes in, because cold water comes into the boiler and that pushes out the hot water into the pipes and goes into the sink. So by turning on the hot water in the sink, I'm cooking the cold water. A fellow, not speaking about make the fire work in the boiler. Without that, the fire is working already, but I'm cooking the cold water. That is the problem. So that's why it's also b'Shabbos. Now, let us speak about 1 minute to use hot water in Yom Tov. Now, to use hot water in Yom Tov, there are mekilim. Now, let us just understand what's the shayla. There's a very poshut shayla. When I put on the hot water, I put on that water in the sink, I'm cooking the cold water that's coming into the boiler. Now, I'm allowed to cook for Yom Tov. I want to wash the dishes. That's Tzayach Eichel Nefesh. No problem. But the problem is not the hot water that's coming out of the faucet. The problem is the hot water that's coming into the boiler. Now, I got news for you. That cold water that is being cooked, you're not using in Yom Tov. You'll use it the second day Yom Tov. You do use a Meitzah Yom Tov. But I'm now cooking now that water. Shalei Letzayach Yom Tov. Very good. So there are Mekilim, Lomdim, that say this Heter. But I have to cook that water in order. I should have water. That's also called Seirich Yontes. That means if I won't cook that water, I won't have water now for my dishes. So that's called I have to cook that water, let's say, yourself. Right? So therefore, there are Mekilin. Is he allowed to use that water?
The chicken only eat corn.
Well,
that's a piece of chicken fat.
Yeah, it's also there. It's, but here it's called, I'm cooking, this water is being used, but it's called, I'm cooking it for Yom Tov. I need it. Now, let's talk about a person who is taking a shower. Now, to cook up water for a shower, for a chitze, is also. Why? Because that's not a double hashava l'chol nefesh. That means Chazal, this is Mufonokim, used to take baths, but that's not called a double hashava l'chol nefesh. I saw an article from Rabbi Gershon Bass in Los Angeles. He spoke to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. If Chazal tells, maybe now is different. Now everyone needs a shower. You can't live without a shower. He said, there's no such thing. If Chazal tells us, if he's an Israelist, but that's an Adam HaShavah L'chol Nefesh. One is only permitted to do a malacha in Yom Tov if it's shavah l'chol nefesh. So Memele, so he brings down over here, he brings down a whole article about taking a shower in Yom Tov. He says, taking a shower in Yom Tov, I'm putting down a little hot water. And the purpose of this little hot water is going to be poison. The water is too cold, so I want to put a little hot water. It is not mutter because I'm cooking the other water. The whole effort to cook the other water is because it's now a tzarech Yom Tov. This is not a tzarech l'chol nefesh. So so if we put on the hot water, no, we're in hot water. It's not poison. It's a mikshayla. The kids out. But on a cold shower in Shabbos, so we have here in Shabbos, a Yom Tov, so we have here and this minig of the chitzim, so Zainish in the Minchas Yitzhak Asel, and the Moshe is Meikul, of this minig. No, that's Tavke Bechamim. Here we're talking about the soul shower. We're talking about either cold water, which is mutter. Cold water is mutter. Because we didn't finish.
Okay.
Yeah, it says over there, "Banimi lebachame ho." We didn't finish the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. We're just jumping around to get the halacha. Now, Shaila, that's a lame. Taking Shaila Samachlano before he goes up. Taking Shaila as soon as he goes up, Samachlano, right next to the river, the lake, you're not giving nafshay, she drank salts, layele, klaal ba maim sholof, tul me yishkach vielch be ma baamis, vin kei mashma mize, so if you have to dry yourself right away, the malbushov, shapoist and kainu shiyel, and alza shenihem samuch lenor, I mean, you have to put your clothing close to the river. Al koponim amitpachas and the towel shemetapehufe boy, de shleyelech bamaim shalom. Vayim beprime godim, duhu adin bano gufet. The problem is not only carrying on the banks of the river. In the river alone, kshoile mi mokim omik. If the water is not deep, it's shallow. V'chatsi gufoi hu chus l'mayim, half of his body is sticking out of the water, so it's considered carrying. So l'zosh l'yelech bo al ba'amis in the river. If the water is shallow and chatsi gufoi is sticking out, shanohu kamalis. V'nimse shanoyse al ba'amis bekamalis. L'fizek sheyered litvel banor. He wants to be table himself on the river. But chilose hamayim nemuchim somuch lekarket. So chilizos layelch labamis rochek misposei shebechazalose yisamayim olav abamis. So this is a problem of carrying in the Nogufe, the Norizakamalis. Layik pidu. Now, so the Mechaber says, in a river, you have a lot of water in yourself, you're carrying. You go out in the rain, you're not caught carrying. Because when it rains, somehow it's not so much water. Hamayim shis chayvem, usually don't have the shirei. So the gozo bem, shu shaloike derech etzo. Vahayim bir agro, vlaperish atoismes, mashm dafel ribi mayim nivla bovushay gam kem mutalelech behem, vahayim betaz atam, and the taz, the reason is because this is something that one cannot avoid. That means he can be walking in the middle of the street and all of a sudden there's a downpour. So therefore, Chazal, since it's like the Rabbanon, Chazal never asked. Something that cannot be avoided, Chazal never asked. So that is the difference between Rechitza Bino and to walk in the rain. Adam muta litvel mitumosoi b'Shabbos. One is permitted to betoivel himself b'Shabbos. Now this is a very sadistic halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah below. Lots of lema. Af al gav the kli also lahat biloy uletare mitumose b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to be tovel a keli. The yontif nation nire kemisakin kli al yedeze. Odom shani. Mipnei shohu nire kemitzanein atzmoi b'mayim. It looks like he wants to cool himself off. That means if a person is tovling the keli, so why is he tovling the keli? Because he wants to take off the tumeh, so that's called nirik misakim. A person who is tumeh and tovels himself, so there it does not look to the naked eye that what his intent is. Could be his intent is he wants to cool himself off. So mamela, it's mutav. Yeah. That's if it's 90 degrees outside, and he goes and he tables himself in a knoll. So it looks like that no one dreams that he's doing this for paradic purposes, so it's mutter. Vasilu ima eiska. But what if it's 30 degrees outside? Vigam hamayim tsruchem, and the water is not too clean. Shendach lichets them. So now, why is he doing this? Mikomokim lefomim. Shodom bo min haderech, umeluchlech betit. Listen, sometimes if a person got very dirty, he's full of mud, he'll, even though it's cold outside, he'll still wash himself in order to clean himself off. So, memele, it's not nireh kemisakim. Va'al kein muter. Even it could be table himself before Shabbos, but we have this heter from Chazal that it's not nirek and misaken, so mamel is mutter. Fine. That is meiker adil. Now, the noyagos hanoshim, she'enam tovloi shaloi bizmanon b'Shabbos. That means if they could be tovel themselves Thursday or Wednesday, and it's more convenient for them to be tovel themselves Friday night, so the minig is they don't go to the mikvah Friday night. The kosvu ha'poisvin, the yofen logo, this minig that Noshim have is a choshim minig. Why? Because bizmanenu, we lost the heter of Chazal. The whole heter of Chazal is that a person is not nirek misaken because he's nirek maker. He wants to cool himself off. But we just brought before that there's a minig not to be roichitz benor in Shabbos, not to be roichitz period. That there's such a minig that we had before in Sifkot Nechofal. That is the minig. So now an elche yid will not be roichitz in Shabbos. So now he's also. So now, if an Elul Yid will be tovel himself, and we'll look at him and say, no, I see you, I see you, I want now, the minig is not to be Reichen Shabbos. Oh, we got it. He's doing it to Shem Kvila. Oh, he's a Mesakin. So, Memelem, so that's Shat. The Noyigreis HaNoshim, Sha'inam Tavloi Shaloi Bismanam Bishabbos. The Tosvo Apaiskim, the Yofe Noago. It's a good minig. The minig is Iskalt. Mishum the Kivin the Save Sait a minig Bismanenu Lesser Bishabbos Lilchis Kogufai. The minig is Afilu Bisainan Achenal. Im Kain Niker. Right. Now, I'd like to explain 1 minute what he just said over here. We have here a Gemara. The Gemara said that one is permitted to, a Tome is permitted to be table themselves in Shabbos because it's Nirikim Meika, and we don't see what his intent in this Nirikim Meika. So, Midino, the Gemara, it is mutter to table yourself on Shabbos. Now, there is a minig of women not to table themselves on Shabbos unless it's a leil tefillah. Now, what is pshat in this minig? So pshat in this minig was they were machman themselves. That even though midino de gemore chazal didn't ask a tefillah because it's nirek emeke, but since now we have a minig not to be tovel ourselves, so really we don't have the heter of chazal, because we have a minig not to be roishitz, So they were mikabel on themselves a minig not to be toivel themselves v'sfila shalei bismana. So this alone is also a minig. This is a minig of noshim, which we have to follow this minig. But the minig was only v'sfila shalei bismana. And this minig has a pshat, because it's not a mitzvah. It could have been done before Shabbos. So memele, so there's a pshat to be machma. So this is the minig of Anosh. But the minig is, because since it's a minig not to be loishet, so now people can see what our intent is. That's why they made this minig. So it's also al-fatitish sayos imecha. It's also al-tzminig. That means if a woman goes and tables, she could have tabled herself Thursday and she went Friday. So she was over on this, she broke a minig Yisrael. There's a minig not to table. The minig Noshim is not to table if it's not this Malik. Fine. Now, because we are the Mikom Bokim Nirin, the Mutter Litvoy Likiryai, a Balkari is Mutter to be Toivol himself. A Balkari is different than a Nida. Why? Because, let us just explain, the reason is as follows. A Nida Lemaise is a Misakin. Through the Tvila, she becomes Muteres Lebailo. So she is a Misakin. The whole letter is, but it's not Nirike Misakin because it's Nirike Maker. So they were Machmel, but the meaning is not to be Maker in Shabbos. So that's why they were Machmel. So the Shat in their Chumra was, because in Yisoid we are a Misakin and we don't have the Nirike Maker. That's Pshat in their Chumra. A Balkari, Bisman Takonis Ezra, he was also Betvila, also Betreire. He was a real Misakin. Then it was Hakos. But now it became Bottle Takonis Ezra. So after the Bittle of Takonis Ezra, okay, he's allowed to learn, he's allowed to daven. So he's not a Misakin to Messias. There's no Tikkun. So even though you lost the Nirike Maker, but there's no Nirike Misakin. That's he says. The Kosva Chayn de Mikombo Kim Nire de Mutter Litvail, Lekiryai, Kivin in his battle at the Kones, Umutter Betoira Betvila, Afiluk Taydim Tvila, and Albusim and Pesas, Im Kain, Le Mexican Misakne de Atvila. They hold you are a Misakin, but you took off the tumah. That means even though you didn't accomplish anything, but you took off, that alone is called a tikkun. So maybe there's a mokim to be machma. Umi shenoyeg lahokol ein limchais biyoda. You want to be makel. Kirev achoinim seismin lahokol bazev. Val koponim benitmo b'shabes v'yontem gupu became tomei in Shabbos. Nire bevadei ein lahachme one to tevel himself. V'chein nispashit aminig lahako. Ach yizoyer mo'oid shloyove lidei Schite to Israel Gomo. One should be careful not to be seichet the hair. Now, there is a Bir Halach over here, and there's Chilkim on the Bir Halach, and it says a Shulchan vehemently is Chilik on the Bir Halach. It's brought down from the Rizal that there's an Indian to be table oneself in Shabbos of Toshvis Kedusha. The Rizal said it's a big Indian. The disciple used to table himself in Shabbos, and he said he had a bigger Einik Shabbos from that Tvila in Shabbos and the Tvila Erev Shabbos. It's an Indian of Tvila b'Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura is Machmer in this Tvila. He says, if he's Tomei, Memela, one could be Mekel, and the Minig of there's Machmerim, the Goyim was Machmer. it can be made up, but there is a Torah Gomon, it doesn't as Taisus Kedusha. So then he says one should be Machmer as the Chash of Schite. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens and Bir Aloche. The Ktzoyis HaShulchan says he doesn't understand that the Arizal said that there's an Indian to be Toivol in Shabbos. He said that's the Minig in Yerushalayim, the Chassidim, the Litvish, and they're all Toivol in Shabbos. So he says, Sakert, he says, now that everyone after the Minig from the Arizal, now there's no Shail in the Balkari. Now it's that he's doing it also. It's like this. The Chazon Ish held one should not be table himself in Shabbos. Leader Gise, whoever used his mikveh, the mikveh in his house on Shabbos, he didn't say go. If he asked him, he held you shouldn't do it. If he didn't ask him, the door was open and you can go and you play with yourself. The stipler used to, the stipler to play with themselves in Shabbos. The Pan Kanievsky play with himself. This was this Indian of the Arizal. Now, let us just learn the next piece. Muta Lilchais. Now, he was saying, Murdike Aloches. No, Muta. Sif test. Mutter lichaits ponov yodov the raglov. Bedvorim sheinim meshirim seyo. That means he's washing his face, hands and feet. We're not talking about the face. And in the liquid that he is using to wash his face, there are two components there. There's other components which do not take off the hair. And other components could take off the hair. Because then it's not a psychiatrist. Now, let us even see Mayadik Aloch is over here. Lichaits ponov yodov. Hainu afilu yesh lo yizoke. So a person has a beard, a big beard, and he's washing his beard. He's even washing it with chalokim that could take off there after, So Reb Shlomo Zalman Ober says, I'm washing my beard, and it's not called schite. So why isn't it called schite? Washing, I mean, I'm putting water in, and why isn't that called schite? So he said, schite is, you want to extract water from the hair. Here, I want to bring the water into the face. That's not called schite. So to wash the beard, he said, that's not called schite at all. To get rid of the water, you come here, now it's wet, and you don't want to go out with a wet beard, with wet hair. He said, that is the shayla of schite. Fine. So, but here, there's no shayla of schite. That's something the Gezach one to wash his head. Yeah. Now, Agavuche, how one should dry themselves. So others say, the Rav Nissim Karelet says, one should put a towel gently over his hair, over his beard, and it'll absorb by itself, not to go like this, that he holds his schite. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is very machmi old, you don't touch your beard, it's finished, and you let it drip dry, and that's what you do, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, you're allowed to wipe it with a towel, Smirnik, allowed to wipe it with a towel, because he says if the water gets absorbed in the towel right away, it's from the mirror to the water, from the hair to the water, to the towel, and there's no in between. So he says that's not daimel l'schita, that's the biggest kula. That is the biggest kula. So we have three shitas over here. We have three shitas. Agavuche, the stipler, when he tovered himself on Shabbos, so he didn't use a towel at all. So he had this problem of carrying. So he tried to stay in the mikveh till a trip tried that there shouldn't be ribui mayim. Sometimes it was, if he stayed in the mikveh, it will be dry, so he'll come later davening. So he was makel the walk from the mikveh to the shul without stopping. Meshusa yochid, meshusa yochid, derech, meshusa rabbi, not to stop into meshusa rabbi. So it's only at the rabbona. Well, he made an akir in the meshusa yochid. He made the anoch in the meshusa yochid. You went through a meshusa rabbi.
But
that's the meshusa yochid. It's irrelevant. But there's a machlokes ha-poskim. The whole, but it's only a shmus. This is a shmus, the shmus is not derech haitzor. So in order to avoid coming late for davening, he was makel.
Sure.